Back at the Solar Huntress, things are turning a little spasmic. It's like all bullets and stuff. Hot lead screaming above our heads, ambushes, explosions, the whole nine yards. We're holed up behind this popcorn trolley, about 15 meters from the T-freighter. Looks like they knew we were coming. Whole place is crawling with Kibitz's stooges. They're appearing out of everywhere. Must be a dozen under the ship, and another dozen off in the trees to our right. The only thing that's saving us is the fact that the transport hasn't got any power, else who knows what Kilozap stuff it's gotten hidden in its locks and hatches. With a sudden spurt, grass and gravel leaps over my head and into my ears. Yelp and roll, trying to keep from dropping the big gun and dodging into some punk's line of fire. Hit turf and crouch, then spring up and pump off a few random shots. Not sure if I hit anything or anyone. Too busy burying my muzzle back in the dirt. If only I had Phantom's telekinetic torque from Dog Days or Hell Planet Zeta, or his dog Zuka, or even a couple of sonic mutterings. It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. Too right, Phantom. Too right.